Hey guys, welcome to Everyday Alchemy. I'm your host, Terry. Alongside of me, you will also be hearing from my community and other everyday people just like you, sharing their stories, tools, and magic to help expand your consciousness and alchemize your life. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode, and boy, it sure feels good to be back on the mic again. I finally have a working MacBook, and boy, what a rigmarole that has been. But I hope that you're all doing awesome, and thank you so much for your patience as I followed the flow of what was obviously my reality, which was to just hang tight on creating episodes until it was all flowing smoothly again. And to be honest, I've been really focusing on breaking more of my patterns, my fractals that I'm creating, and one of them being pushing through things or forcing things when it does not feel right, when my reality is obviously showing me that it's not the right time or feeling to push or force things to happen. So that's exactly what I want to talk about today. Today, I want to dive deeper into the world of fractals, what they are, and how it is that fractals make up our reality. This is an episode that I've been wanting to do for some time now, as for some reason, my guides have been bringing this to my attention and to explain it all in the podcast. So obviously, this is going to be helpful for a few of you out there since, yeah, my guides have been banging on about it, but it's obviously the right time now. So yeah, a fractal is actually a pattern that repeats itself regardless of how zoomed in or how zoomed out you are. Every part of the fractal looks very similar to the whole image. And you can see fractal patterns form in nature, in certain flowers or ferns or leaves, even lightning or snowflakes. Even broccoli is an interesting example, as if you look at each broccoli branch, when you zoom in on the branch, you will see that it grows in the same way as the entire vegetable itself. Fractals also form inside of us, like many internal organs are fractal-like, such as the blood vessels in our lungs. Perhaps some of you have seen fractals in visions when you close your eyes, like when you meditate, or perhaps when you've taken some psychedelics. Not that I'm promoting or not promoting the use of psychedelics. And you can easily Google or YouTube fractals. One of the most important and famous ones is the Mandelbrot. It's so fascinating to read about the mathematics of it, to watch images or videos of it unfolding, or it zooming in or zooming out. And I like to watch fractals when I'm in a creative mood because it invokes more creative energy, more information and ideas. It's also great to meditate whilst watching fractals. Like, so much can come through if you watch them, then tune into what thoughts you have or what feelings you feel and then journal them out, or even draw out what images or thoughts come to mind. So I highly recommend trying that out. But what my guides have wanted me to share with you is that fractals, in fact, make up our entire reality. They're not just pretty patterns that sometimes physically manifest in the natural world. Or, you know, they're not just fun visuals that we imagine in our mind's eye during meditation or whilst using psychedelics. I remember years ago, I accidentally took way too many psychedelic mushrooms and completely zoned out or tripped out. I remember feeling like my entire reality was slipping away from me. I got so overwhelmed, so I crawled on my hands and knees to the bathroom where I could just be alone. And with my eyes open, I looked around and I saw fractals everywhere. Like, I saw the physical reality, but I could see fractal patterns everywhere. I saw how they make up our entire reality, like the walls, the bath, the toilet, all of that. But then Kiva came in, like, to see if I was okay. And I looked at him and I could see all of the fractals, the energy that made up his physical appearance, like the structure of his face or his body. And I could even see the fractals of energies moving, like the energies that he embodied. And again, I'm not endorsing the use of psychedelics. I'm just sharing one of the many, many experiences that I've had in actually seeing and witnessing these geometrical fractals and shapes that are at the energetic core, the foundation of physical matter. So anyways, let's dive into how they make up our reality. So as we know, at a fundamental quantum level, we are all just energy. E equals mc squared. Mass is energy. Physical mass is just energy. And everything we think, feel, and sense through all of our senses, you know, including our sixth sense or our intuition, is based off of frequencies of energy. Now, not only that, the actions we take or don't take, so the things we do, how we interact or react with our reality, is also a frequency of energy too. So all of our thoughts, feelings, or emotions, the perceptions we have through using our senses, and the perceptions we have from our belief systems, as well as the actions or inactions we take in our lives, all either enhance particular frequencies, or it either then creates new frequencies. Now, it's these frequencies that create the geometrical and fractal patterns in our reality. And as absolutely everything in our physical reality at its core is just energy, all oscillating at different frequencies, these frequencies then create certain geometrical fractals or patterns. It's these energetic fractals that are at the energetic foundation of our physical reality. So cool. And it's just that for most people, like in our everyday waking state or conscious state, our senses are unable to detect them. We're unable to see them in their energetic form. But there are people out there that can naturally see them. You know, or you too can actually train yourself with meditation practices to see them if you wish. Not only that, some people are also able to see energy in different forms, like in colors. This is how some people can see colors in auric fields. Lots of people, like empaths, can feel these energies, right? They feel certain things in other people or even in their world, like in trees or plants. They can feel the energies. So there are many different ways to detect or sense the energies that are all just oscillating at different frequencies that make up our physical reality. And as many psychedelics do help to open up the mind, they help us to access basically more of our other senses, like our sixth sense. Our sixth sense is something that is not too commonly used in our everyday society or world. It's not something, especially in Western cultures, that is promoted that much. But we're moving out of that old way of being or that old way of operating in our world, and we're training ourselves to use more of these other senses that we do have. It just takes time and practice and patience. But for some people, they have either practiced in developing these skills or just naturally have these senses or these skills more so than others. And this is why for some people, they're able to see the geometric patterns, the fractals that make up reality. And you can see them in your everyday waking state with your eyes open, or you can see them with your eyes closed in your mind's eye. Now you can imagine it as kind of similar to what happens to a water droplet when a frequency is being pumped into the water droplet. So as the frequency is mirrored into the water, you will actually see the water droplet forming these geometric patterns that then matches the frequency. And, you know, you can look up so many different videos of this, but what's really cool to see is how the patterns actually go from being less complex and then they'll change into patterns that have more of a complex geometry as the frequency changes from a low frequency up into a higher frequency. So, yeah, it's all just different changing patterns of energy. So let's just dive a little deeper and let's talk about exactly how it is that you are creating your own fractals in your reality and how it is that we can shift and change these foundational fractals. Now, in mathematics, fractals are created by repeating an equation through what's called a feedback loop, where the results of one interaction form the input value of the next. So I want to take this mathematical explanation and concept of fractals and apply it to our everyday lives and how it is that we are all creating fractals in our own lives. So the results of one interaction form the input value of the next. What it is that we are thinking, what it is that we are feeling, what it is that we are saying, what it is that we are doing or not doing, form the input value of the next. They help to create and form what it is that we manifest into our lives. They help to create and form new energetic fractal patterns that then manifest into our reality. They can also help to create or recreate existing energetic fractal patterns that then manifest into our reality. So when we are choosing to become more conscious of our everyday thoughts, feelings, beliefs, how we are reacting or interacting with our everyday experiences or lives, what actions we are taking or avoiding taking, when we choose to be honest with ourselves and look at what is motivating the majority of all of these thoughts and feelings and actions or inactions, what belief systems are motivating these, we are choosing to become more conscious of our patterns. That's what we're doing. Our patterns of our behaviors and where our behaviors are stemming from. So what belief systems? Like, are the majority of your behaviors and your patterns stemming from fear? So lack, not feeling good enough or capable enough in some way. Perhaps fearing our own light. Perhaps fearing our own success. Or fear of having success or having love, then losing it. Perhaps fear of rejection. Or are they stemming from love? From our joy, from our passions, from our curiosities, from our creative inspiration. From a higher sense of self-worth or value. What are your behavior patterns? Because becoming aware of your behavior patterns is also becoming aware of the fractal patterns that these behaviors create. The behavior patterns of yours are all just energetic in nature. They are all based off of or stem from your belief systems. Your belief systems are just energy. It's energy that oscillates at a certain frequency, which makes up these fractal patterns, which then determines what manifests into your reality and also makes it easier for you to just continue with these patterns if you're unaware or unconscious of them. So when you decide to be unaware of your patterns that stem from your fears, then you're only just creating more of these patterns, more of these fears and experiences or manifestations that trigger these fears. The fractal geometry continues in a certain pattern, repeating itself, creating more manifestations that then match the energy of these fractals, of these patterns of yours, where more and more manifestations will only continue to trigger these fears of yours. So you can either decide to just continue being a victim, poor me, woe is me, all this is happening to me over and over again, or you can be aware and see what's obvious in your reality, what's repeating itself, and then change your behaviors. Change your thoughts, change your feelings, change your reactions, actions or inactions, therefore changing your fractal patterns. So when you become aware of your patterns, what things that are continuously coming up for you and repeating for you, where it is that you're constantly being triggered, or what limiting belief is constantly being triggered, when you're aware of all of this and choose to become conscious of them and look to what's obvious in your reality, then this is the initiating start point of changing the patterns in your life. So changing the fractal in your life. You can also look to the patterns that are also serving you. So serving your authentic self. So you can look at what always works out for you, or what comes up for you that promotes more ease, that serves you. Like for me, I have several positive patterns that I've identified and that I focus on. You know, things where I just manifest naturally with ease, such as treasure. Like treasure finds me. I love exploring and finding all sorts of treasure, but I don't need to try hard to find it. It finds me. Like I'll be in the middle of absolutely nowhere and something cool just shows up, where, you know, I'll find cool crystals or rocks or just even stashes of money I found, or stashes of just something really cool and interesting. It happens to me all the time. And whenever it happens, I really choose to focus my energy and attention onto it. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. Like, this is awesome. I love this. It feeds my soul. This is what comes to me naturally with ease. Or I also have great patterns with connections, like the right person or information always shows up when I'm stuck in the most craziest ways. Or I have a knack and such ease when it comes to connecting people together. Like if someone has a problem or needs something, that very same day, the person that they need to connect with or the information that they have that this other person needs will just come. So it is super duper important to not just look at your negative or lower vibrational patterns. It's also important to identify your higher vibrational patterns. What works for you? What serves you? What comes to you with ease? That is of service to you, your authentic self or others. You know, like in order to really know and remember that there is no duality in this world, right? Like the duality that we see, the good and the bad, the positive and the negative, are just determined through our own perceptions. So in order to really know and remember that there is no duality, then you really do have to train yourself to see both sides, both dualities, get in the practice in everyday ways to see both the negative and positive, what's not working for you and what is. As our focus creates our reality, right? And so how are we to place our focus on the things that we want more of if we can't even see what is working for us now? In the present moment, our present is what is creating our future reality. The results from our interactions in our lives in the present moment form the input value of what's coming next. So this is why it's important to see both positive and negative patterns of yours, positive and negative behaviors that perhaps you've been unconsciously reacting or feeding into. When you become conscious of them, both positive and negative, you then have the power to choose where you want to place the majority of your focus into. When you train yourself to see what is working for you and what comes to you with ease and what you are naturally good at, in either relationships, friendships, work situations, in your hobbies, then this is training yourself, training your brain, rewiring your brain to focus more on that, on what is working for you, what is coming with ease. And the more that you focus on that, the more you will create new fractal patterns. You will strengthen and recreate and intensify more of this energy so that you manifest more situations and circumstances and experiences that reflect more of that energy. Like right now with Venus in retrograde, these energies are supporting us in seeing our repeating patterns that we have in relationships. And that's all relationships, mind you. So family dynamics, friendships, romantic partnerships, business relationships. We are being shown our patterns, both old, outdated patterns that perhaps aren't serving our highest authentic self, and new patterns that we want to put our focus and energy into. Patterns that support a more whole and authentic pattern or energy for us. Patterns that support and are in alignment with a higher sense of self-worth and value. So how we interact with others, becoming aware of our feelings, our emotions that we're having that stem from certain thoughts and belief systems that we have. Remember, our actions usually stem from our feelings. Our feelings stem from our thoughts. And our thoughts, so how we perceive situations, stem from our belief systems. And it's our belief systems that are at the root of what drives patterns in our everyday lives. It's what drives the patterns of ours that create the energetic fractals that make up what we manifest in our physical reality. So this is the perfect time and energies that support this work. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this introduction to fractals, and I really encourage you to try out these tools that I've shared in order for you to gain a deeper awareness of fractals and how it is that they are all just patterns of energy that form our physical reality. I have also linked some really cool resources for you to look at in the show notes. And as always, please feel free to share this episode with anyone you intuitively feel called to share it with at this time. I hope you all have a really great week, everyone. Bye. Well, that's it for today, guys. And if you like today's episode, please like and follow us on our socials. Share this podcast with friends, and why not leave this podcast a review? Oh, and hang out next for a minute if you want some high vibe laughs. A couple of days ago, I was looking at a fractal, but sadly, I never got to see the end of it.